She's smiling like she got new veneers.
She here. You know what I'm saying? She is transformed. She has become something new. I got my theories. All right. So, all right. She's Tanjiro's sister, right? So she part of the sun breathing whatever clan or whatever, right?
Yes.
So
yeah.
Actually, the sun only brought her back to her true nature and cleansed her from the impurity of demoness. You know what I'm saying? Oh, can I get an amen?
About to shoot a sermon at us.
Wow.
But you're wrong,
my brothers and
sisters. You're wrong, Pastor.
Yeah, you're wrong.
For she has been washed in the blood. All right.
Oh. Take your time.
Watch through the sun, actually.
I'm coming to a close.
Well.
But yeah, that's my theory. I think that, like, you know what I'm saying? Since she got that blood in her, all it did is it like went in and like reconnected and neutralized all the bad stuff and got it out. Now she's good. She got the best of both worlds.
I'm gonna second that because the gods created the sun breathing. So I mean, the gods create can't necessarily be destroyed if they don't want to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the backstory for how Muzan became a demon, but we don't really know exactly what that entailed. We just know it's some type of medicine. So
I don't know, man. That doctor was ahead of his time and unfortunately cursed the world with that medicine. Like what?
Absolutely.
What was you doing, Doc?
And he but died again, for it too.
Hold him with plants.
I hate to say
it's
it. Maybe
is he giving me Last of Us that vibes? It's just plants. Some kind of herb, and then we got demons.
Maybe he needed to go. I don't know, man. That's cold blooded, but what are you doing?
Was Nezuko?
Man, I thought we was gonna kind of get a peek into the next arc, but I guess
what was throwing me off is that it said 70 minutes, but that was just a 50 minute episode.
Yeah,
so
you're on the internet.
I mean, I'll take another 20 minutes.
That's why I thought we were getting some out.
That's why I was like, I'm just double checking. I don't see.
Yeah, I got a question. So you knew this was the end of the season 3, right? So you knew this was gonna happen.
Yes.
Okay.
But it still hit. But I will say the flashback was not in the manga, so seeing that hit just
like, wait a minute, you know what's going on. What you getting emotional for?
It's still a very emotional experience.
I see.
You know, like reading it and seeing it is two different things, you know.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
But yes, I did know what was going to take.
Wow. Somewhat. Wow.
I remembered some of it.
My heart.
Yeah, when y'all was getting like real sad, I was like, ooh, I can't tell him though. I can't tell him.
Thank you for not telling me.
That piano was hit. I was like, no.
I don't know. Part of me was like, stay psyched right now, because I'm also thinking, I'm like, we've had grander deaths. And I was like, I just couldn't see Nezuko going out like that. Like, it just didn't quite seem, especially because we know we have so much left in the story, or at least a little bit more. I was like, that's not going to work, because then we're going to have to spend like a whole season of him dealing with death. I was like, that's not, but, you know, I didn't know she was going to be cleansed. I didn't know what was going to happen, but.
I didn't either. I just thought maybe somebody would have scooped up and ran past the sun to the cage or something.
That was my thing. I kept flipping, being like, where she at, where she at. I was like in tears in my husband was like, what you crying for? I was like, girl, what you crying? I think she did. He was like, who? I was like, give away. When they clipped to her, and it was like, look, Tanjiro, look. And there she was standing. I was like, thank you, Lord, have mercy. My spirit couldn't cook it.
I was like, I am so happy right now. Oh, but I'm so happy. I'm so filled with joy.
Was saying, I was like, this is the whole reason he going through this. It's like, what?
Yo, I was about to say,
we straight up would have had to do with like a dark Tanjiro's season or something. Like, he would have had to, he would have gone not to a good place.
Homie would have went John Wick.
That would have had to sideline the entire, yeah, that would have sidelined the whole entire story.
I don't know. I feel like because of how Tanjiro is, like, if they did do that, I feel like they might have spent maybe an episode and a half on him going dark, but, like, his friends would have pulled him out and been like, don't let Nezuko's sacrifice be in vain. Like, let's just
end it. I would have hated that because it would have. I would have rather see him fall because I am a dark individual, baby. You can't just pick him up and be like this because he said, like, he was like, this is the whole reason I'm even here that I got to this point. Like, so we can't have, what is it, like 50 plus episodes in a movie of him building himself up, and then it's just like gone, and then he's got to just get right back to it. No, so they made the right move not killing her off here.
Girl,
but I do still always have the sneaking suspicion that it's just a bad end. Like, that just is something about something about. I'm like, this is a something just keeps telling me it's a bad end.
I feel like are they going to stick the landing or no?
And you know what? What you said, Ninja, like he said at the beginning of this season. Remember he said, I have made up my mind that I know that I might have to die, and then the future generations might have to carry on this fight. Tanjiro has given his life to the cause to rid this world of this demon. And he knows that he has to die, possibly, to see it through or to make a change to see it through. So,
or it might not happen in his lifetime.
So I think to see with the last season, of his temptation of possibly becoming a demon, and to see the insecurity, or the the not stable of mind or secure decision making, and he got the hardest decision of his, like, you know, last year was hard.
His conviction
was tested. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Like, I love this to see, you know, this pure good character, this dude that I take a lot from and just like to see overcome these things, because he don't even deserve these things, but he gets tested, he has to really go through it from emotions, physicality, whatever. Tanjiro is one of my favorite characters. It is they can't do much better for me as far as especially in this type of setting, you know.
I love this character. That's why I was like, is Nezuko dead? It hit me so hard.
In this show, one thing I give them credit, like, they don't do how some of these other anime, like, you think somebody dead, but then, like, oops, they were really just badly injured. They weren't dead. Like, so far, when somebody's like, yeah, I'm dying, dead, they dead. Ain't no coming back. Ain't no Dragon Ball Wish. Though. Ain't no sense of being. Ain't no, like, oops, gotcha. So when it looked like Nezuko was about to die, I was like, oh, y'all is tripping.
When you lose an eye or an arm at Demon Slayer, it ain't no magical growth.
I was just
skeptical because it's like, I couldn't imagine Nezuko dying and Zenitsu not being there. Like, it just not being like a bigger thing than that. So it's like the feels are hitting naturally because I'm like, oh dang, the flashbacks and all that. But I'm like, I just couldn't resonate. Like, I disassociated pretty quickly. I was like, nah, not like this.
I think it's gonna be broken up.
They just said the next arc is the Hashira training arc. So I don't know if that's like a side thing or part of the next season. So I guess
I could see that being a 13 episoder.
So I think at least three more seasons, maybe. I think we get. Or at least two.
If they're going at the pace that they've been doing them, I think we don't get two. Because I think they're breaking them down by arcs.
I was thinking two of them. Go ahead,
Emma. Oh, now I was going to say just two, because there's two official arcs left now. And it's the Trainer arc and the Infinity Castle. But I think they're going to break up the Infinity Castle into...
like two-parters?
A two-parter, yeah.
I could also see it being two as well, because if they do what they did this time, there's like a feature-length opener and closer. maybe not for the trading art, but for the Infinity Castle, I could see that being bookended with like 60 minute to 90 minute opening and closer, so that even adds on more to it. Just because it's gonna be so cinematic. It's gonna be so cinematic.
I want a cinematic killing of Muzan.
Okay. I mean, you're going to get that.
The visuals for the Infinity Castle, I cannot wait to see what that looks like.
Yeah. I mean, we got a sneak peek of it, like, with the first episode, right? So it's like, we already are kind of, they're already kind of spoon feeding some of that stuff. So.
But I feel like the training art could really just be some, like, OVA. Like, I don't need, like, a season for the training art. Like, just.
Don't need.
But you know what? Let me not say that, because we get a couple of backstories during the training arc. So,
okay, that's fair.
I guess we'll get a season.
They can give me 2 hours.
It's really heavily, it's more heavily focused on like the Hashiras, like, and what got them, like, follow and commit to, you know, I mean, because, you know, all of them are like, hey, that's our leader.
And there's still a lot of Hashira we need backstories for, and we can't necessarily do that every fight they have in Infinity Castle, or maybe we can, I don't know. But it'd be good to get some, at least some of that out of the way for some of the Hashira.
I got a question. Does Snake Boy take Love Hashira on a date during the training? I don't know. You know, just like catch up. Like, hey, what's up?
Oh, he's going to definitely be mad, like, why y'all calling her by her first name? Tandra and everybody else, why y'all getting too chummy with my girl? I know her like that. He don't like that. He like, call her name for like,
he said that's like mine.
I'm up here joking, but damn, y'all like actually predicted it to be true.
Dang.
He don't like that.
That's wild.
Hey, that's his lady. Yeah, what you mean? And you know, Japanese culture, you can't be just over here calling girls by their first name. Excuse me.
Mm-mm. Excuse me. You can't be called dudes by their first name. So it's like,
you can't be acting familiar too. Don't be all chummy.
Right. Did you stick a child at the end of that? Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Get up out of here with that. Mm-mm-mm. Up out of here.
As long as they're dusty chain.
For how many years?
Oh, a market.
How many years we got
back
away?
In the day, what you doing, Foul? What you doing, man? What you doing up here, Foul? Taking it back to 93 with the language.
Hey, Foul.
Say, Foul. But you get a little towel on your shoulder, and you start swinging it like, come here. Shoulder to shoulder, dog. Circle.
Oh, man. So I'm going to throw it over to Mark Dub. Final thoughts, and where can they find you?
Man, y'all, this season, like this finale, it put us in feels, man. Tanjiro was not playing with that demon. Like, it wasn't no games. He ain't feel sorry for him at all. He was gonna put that sword through his neck. He super flexed on him. Nezuko came through like MJ, like Steve Kerr once again saving MJ. Man, I love this show. Thank you so much, Coop. Oh, you're the best. That's my guy.
Coop's the real MVP.
For real, man. It just great, man. Y'all can find me. I'm Mark Dub on IG. Mark Dub 44 on Twitter. Mark Dub in real life. I'm in these streets.
And over to the Gaminated One. Final thoughts. Man. Where can they find you?
Oh, they can find me on all social media platforms at Gamorey Cosplay. This is top tier. This is why this will always forever be my favorite manga, my favorite anime, because they're not missing. I love it. I can't wait till the next season. I just hope I don't have to wait 50 lemon years until we get it.
Yo, that's messed up. 50. It won't be that bad. I don't think it's going to be that bad. Hopefully we'll get another season. Maybe next year? Like, late next year? Maybe? I don't know. We'll see. But where can they find you?
At Gamma Ray Cosplay on all social media platforms. Be sure to check me out. I will hopefully be rolling out some new content very soon.
Nice. Till next time. Alright, Coop. What's on your mind?
And this has been a wonderful experience. This has been a wonderful season. I am so invested in the Kamado siblings. Love Tanjiro, love Nezuko. Like I said, when I think I was probably overly passionate when I first told Mark about this. I said, man, this boy is, he's doing the right reasons for his sister. I said, you gotta watch this. I said, bro, after I got into this, I said, bro, you're gonna eat it up. You're going to get it. You don't have to worry about weird, convoluted garbage stories, you know, about, you know, whatever. It's just doing the right thing, and he's literally fighting Satan. And
he told me all this. He was like, you're going to love him like he's your own kid.
You're going to love him like your own kid. On this Father's Day, I cannot be more, I'm proud of this animated figure. Like, he's my own son, or he's like my nephew at least. I love this character. I cannot wait to see him triumph, even though I do kind of agree. I know Gam alluded to some things. I kind of agree with Sherry. I think it's going to be a dark ending, but I do think the world would be better for it.
All right.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to the next season. So you can find me at www.blerd-ish.com, blurred.ish on IG, the Blurdish Facebook page. And you can find me at Mississippi Comic Con end of this month with wonderful people. And of course, further out on August 5th to 6th, if you're in the Baton Rouge area, it's free to come to the main library. Please come check us out. You'll see most of us here, except for Sherry, at the Mid-City MicroCon at the main library in Baton Rouge.
All right. And for our gracious host, the Kunoichi of the Year, I get to you. That's right, Ninja Sama Cosplay. What's up? Final thoughts, where can they find you?
So, final thoughts on Demon Slayer. It was a fantastic season, as always. If I can rank it out of the previous seasons, it's my least favorite. But that is a very tight, that's not an actual dig. It's just, I think that as a whole body of work, if we do have, like, we anticipate 2 to 3 seasons, more than likely 2 with some movies or longer episodes in there, I think you need a little bit of a, not even a lull, but a little bit of a dip, so you do get into the climax of Infinity Castle. So I do think that the Hashira training arc will be a little bit more of those kind of like nuanced seasons, and then I think Infinity Castle is going to be on and popping. So I think for a full body work, this was necessary. But that being said, excited to see what happens from here, to see more characters, because we still got some characters we got to kind of dig into before we get into the big giant finale of everything. So yeah, great season. Clear, concise, clean, animation, dope. Absolutely. Thanks to Mike for show running. Thanks to Gamma, Mark, sorry, I got a cold here, guys, / slurp throat, but we pushing through. Coop, everybody for doing this trial run watch party situation. Got some ideas for the future, even opening up to the public to at least listen to us and our ramblings. So cool. Stay tuned for that. Yeah. Also, special shout out to Matthews for, and I hope I said that right, for helping set up the whole technology of it all. And so hopefully we'll get some stuff rolling out to the public here in the next few weeks. Maybe even by the time Bleach starts back.
Bleach, Roni Kenshin.
And all that good stuff. I kind of ideally want to make it into like a live Toonami of sorts. So we shall see. But yeah, thanks to everybody for making this trial run so fun. And you can find me, Ninja Samba Cosplay, at The Ninja Cosplay on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever fine books are sold. Good morning, good evening, good night. Love you all. Peace.
Yeah.
Get that summer list ready. It's got to go to that summer list. See what we're going to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we can call ours Goonami.
I don't even want to. Hey, bro, remember.
Get out of here.
Remember who owns WB, dog. We don't even
want to
bump up.
We don't want to mess with the Zazz. But Final thoughts. I am so glad I started watching this show. Tanjiro, man, he's my dude. And I'm glad that we did not lose any cast members today. So, with that said, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. That's right. We will see y'all next time. Y'all stay real. And until the next decapitation, this is from us to y'all saying peace.
Peace. Gunami.